This is Morning Edition on Vermont Public Radio. I'm Mitch Wertlieb. Good morning. Every month, Brave Little State reports on questions submitted and voted on by our listeners. And this month, our question came from Peter Kirsten, who lives in Virginia but grew up in Middlesex. He asked, why is there such a housing crunch in Vermont? I've been hearing about it forever, so why isn't it getting any better? Well, VPR's Henry Epp worked on this month's episode with Brave Little State host and creator Angela Evansy, and Henry Epp is here now to talk about what they found. Great to be with you, Henry.
Thanks so much. Great to be here, Mitch.
So what did you find?
Well, first, this is a huge question, and basically it comes down to this. There are definitely pressures on the housing market in Vermont, but they look different in different parts of the state. Here's Michael Moser with the Vermont State Data Center.
You're going to feel more of a housing pressure in a place like Chittenden County than you are in a place like Essex County. And because so many more of us live in Chittenden County, we may perceive that there is this housing challenge across the state of Vermont.
And so for an example, we put out a call for stories of people who are looking for houses and apartments in Vermont as we were reporting this episode. And we heard from someone who was having a really positive experience in Rutland County. But in places like Chittenden County, there's just not enough housing, especially in the medium price range, to keep up with the demand.
So some differences for sure, but there must be some similarities across the board in Vermont's housing market. And what are those similarities?
Well, according to one housing expert that we spoke to, it's affordability. Maura Collins is the head of the Vermont Housing Finance Agency.
There is a joke that all the housing in Vermont is affordable if you were someone who was super rich.
Collins says the crunch is really for people who aren't making tons of money.
Why isn't housing affordable for more of us who earn moderate, sometimes even good incomes, and we still can't buy a home and afford our home?
And so she says the answer is that household incomes have basically been stagnant for just a really long time in Vermont, and housing prices, meanwhile, have been rising, so incomes just aren't keeping pace with the cost of housing. And one other thing that sets Vermont apart from the country as a whole is the housing stock here is just really old. About a quarter of all housing in Vermont is at least 80 years old. And compared to the country as a whole, about 12% is that age, so significant.
Wow, that is one way that Vermont's housing crunch sounds quite unique. Are there other ways?
Yeah, so Vermont is obviously not an island. Housing is tight across the country. But one thing that we heard that's different here, especially in like Chittenden and Franklin counties, is there's just not much inventory in the middle range, both for young people who are looking to buy their first home and also for older people who are looking to downsize from maybe, you know, a big four-bedroom house. This is Debbie Jensen. She's the head of the Vermont Association of Realtors.
That's the dichotomy here, is that we don't have that step from the $120,000 condo to the $250,000 or $275,000 three-bedroom house. So that's the crunch. So people are staying and they're kind of making do. They're going to stay in their condos. They're going to stay in their big houses until the market provides that for them.
Okay, then why hasn't the market provided that middle-range housing you were just talking about?
Well, it's complicated, but there are a couple of factors. One is that it's just kind of expensive to develop housing here, at least according to one big Burlington-based developer that we spoke to. It's a cold climate. It's expensive to get building materials up to Vermont. There's generally a labor shortage in the construction industry, not just here, but around the country. And then there's the permitting and regulation side, which this developer said it doesn't necessarily add a ton of cost, but it can add a lot of time to a development and some uncertainty. And some of that time is by design. Act 250 is Vermont's land use law. And that, for example, critics say it's held back development in the state. But proponents say that's actually not necessarily a bad thing because, unlike other states, we haven't had tons of speculative housing built here. So we've been more insulated to some of the booms and busts of the market. And finally, Vermont is also an attractive place for second homeowners. So that also takes up a certain segment of the market. People are coming up here here and getting a vacation home, and that's just one more house that's not for someone who lives here full time.
It's fascinating. There's so much at play here, Henry. What are some ways, though, the big question, that Vermont could fix its housing crunch?
So there's this one other big dichotomy. In Chittenden County and a few more populous areas, as we've said, housing experts say the need is really for more housing. But in other areas, the need is for some of that older housing that I was talking about earlier to be rehabilitated and make it more livable and bring it back onto the market. So that's sort of two different ways that could be potential fixes. And one word that Angela and I heard just over and over again was density. Housing experts really think that Vermont should just build up more housing within village centers and city centers and not necessarily, you know, sprawling out into more rural areas. But there's also an acknowledgement that this might not be what everyone wants in Vermont. A lot of people want that piece of rural Vermont. Again, here's Maura Collins with VHFA.
If you live close to that village center or downtown, things may look different in the future, and change is hard for all of us. There's still a lot of neighborhood opposition to housing development. They want more affordable housing, but not necessarily if they have to look at it or experience it.
But, you know, there are efforts at the state level right now to build up more affordable housing in the state. The legislature a couple of years ago approved this $37 million housing bond, and that's pretty much all been used up at this point to build about 600 new affordable units. And there's another proposal right now to put out a bond that would be about the same size, but right now it's just not clear whether that will move forward.
VPR's Henry Epp reported this month's episode of Brave Little State with the show's host, Angela Evansy. And you can hear an excerpt of the show tonight on All Things Considered. Henry, thank you so much.
Thanks, Mitch.